Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Almost 1 year after launching its war on Hamas in Gaza, Israel has turned its focus on Lebanon. VOA Steve Karish reports on the latest conflicts in the region.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Friday that ceasefire talks with Lebanon would continue as the U.S. warned further escalation would complicate civilians' return home. Lebanon's health minister said at least 25 people have been killed in Israeli strikes on Friday, and Hezbollah said it had fired rockets into Israel, declaring the attacks a response to Israeli strikes. Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthis said on Friday that they targeted Israel's cities of Tel Aviv and Ashkelon with a ballistic missile and drone in support of Gaza and Lebanon. The United States and France proposed on Wednesday an immediate 21-day ceasefire across the Lebanese-Israeli border and said negotiations continue. Steve Karish, VOA News.
Saudi Arabia has formed a global alliance to push for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the country's foreign minister said on Thursday on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York. Japan has a new prime minister. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The official count showed former Defense Minister Shigeru Ishiba will become Japan's next prime minister after winning the ruling Liberal Democratic Party's leadership vote Friday. I will do my utmost to believe in the people, to speak the truth with courage and sincerity, and to make this country a safe and secure place where everyone can live once again with a smile on their faces. As prime minister, he will need to face down regional security threats from an increasingly assertive China and its deepening ties with Russia to North Korea's banned missile tests. At home, Ishiba will be tasked with breathing life into the economy as the central bank moves away from decades of monetary easing that has slashed the value of the yen. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Russia claimed on Friday to have captured Marinivka in Ukraine's Donetsk region as it pushes towards Pokrovsk. Ukraine's military didn't confirm Marinivka's status, but reported heavy Russian attacks nearby, repelling 42 assaults on Pokrovsk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the United States seeking more aid and permission to fire deeper into Russia. President Joe Biden announced over $8 billion in military assistance to help Ukraine and will meet with Zelensky on Friday. Should two African countries have permanent seats on the United Nations Security Council? VOA's Kate Bartlett reports.
African leaders have called for the continent to have representation on the UN Security Council. This week, U.S. President Joe Biden threw his weight behind the idea. However, there was one major caveat, which Kenyan analyst Cliff Mboya said is not going over well on the continent. The new African members would not have veto power on decisions.
What is the point of joining the Security Council if you don't have veto power?
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres also called for reform, saying Africa is underrepresented. If there is reform, key contenders could include the continent's largest economy, South Africa, most populous country, Nigeria, or North African heavyweight, Egypt. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The Belgian Prime Minister blasted Pope Francis for the Catholic Church's sex abuse cover-up legacy in a blistering welcome to the country. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Belgium's Prime Minister has blasted Pope Francis for the Catholic Church's horrific legacy of clerical sex abuse and cover-ups. The speech by Prime Minister Alexander De Croo came as a blistering welcome to the pontiff at the start of his visit to Belgium. Even Belgium's King Philippe had strong words for Francis, demanding the church work incessantly to atone for the crimes and help victims heal. Their tone highlighted how raw the abuse scandal still is in Belgium, where revelations have dribbled out in bits over a quarter century. Francis applauded at the end of De Croo's speech and was expected to meet with victims in private later. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hurricane Helene has weakened to a tropical storm over Georgia with maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour. In an AP interview, the center's senior hurricane specialist, Jack Bevin, says Helene is still a dangerous storm.
The possibility of mudslides and flash floods and river flooding in that area will be extremely dangerous and life-threatening, and there is a possibility of tornadoes.
At least four people are reported dead and millions without power. Two boys who were aged just 12 when they killed a 19-year-old man in a horrific machete attack in central England last year were on Friday sentenced to a minimum of 8 years and 6 months in custody. Their victim was stabbed in the back, legs, and skull during the attack. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.